Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten, a writer of some note at a website of some note. How are you doing today?
I am doing better than I deserve, and it's always fun to be on your show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Let's kick off with this because I always get a kick whenever it involves Illinois. The Illinois Supreme Court has apparently struck a blow against their gun control regime, yeah?
Yes, it's true. And what has happened is that this this court struck down the, I think you're talking about, the ammunition and gun tax. Is that the article?
Yes.
Yeah, where basically Cook County had passed a tax specifically on ammunition and on guns, and the court said, no, you can't do that. That's a special tax on those items is unconstitutional because it infringes directly upon Second Amendment rights. And what interested me is that there was an individual, I believe, and a gun store, and this advocacy group known as Gun Save Lives, they've been doing wonderful work in Illinois, by the way. I've followed some of their efforts. And they all filed a lawsuit against Cook County. And everybody but Gun Save Lives was stricken as not having standing. But Gun Save Lives was found to have standing because its members were affected by the tax. And this tax took effect in April of 2013. So they've been challenging this for a good while. But it finally made it all the way up to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court said, nope, you can't apply this tax strictly to guns and ammunition. And what was fascinating to me is that they also said that the Illinois Constitution prevents the issuance of this tax. And what happened there is the Illinois Constitution has a protection clause in it, as do, I think it's 44 states. There are six states that don't protect the right to keep and bear arms in their Constitution in one way or another. Maybe it's five now, but Illinois is one of those, is not one of those. It has a right to keep and bear arms protection, which I'll read it here. It says, subject only to the police power, the right of the individual citizen to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And what the court said is the taxing power is not the police power. And since the Constitution says the right is only subject to the police power, it's not subject to the taxing power. Therefore, you can't specifically tax guns and ammunition in Illinois, and it was struck down. Now, I'm getting ahead of myself a little because the majority of the opinion said it was struck down because it didn't meet the requirements for specificity that the gain or the money that came from the tax would be used for the specific purpose related to guns. But there was a very strong dissent by one of the judges who said, why are we striking it down on this? It's very clear from the Constitution that it's not constitutional. If we just say it's this, then some county is going to pass another one, and they're going to think they can do it because we didn't strike it down on the constitutional amendment, and then we're just going to have to do this all over again, which I thought was a very good argument. So it reinforced for me the advantage of having state constitutional amendments that protect the right to keep and bear arms, even if they don't appear very powerful at the time. And I have to admit, I had derided the Illinois Constitution Amendment because I said, well, what good is it? It says subject to the police power. Well, the police power seemed almost everything to me, but I was wrong. It's not the taxing power in Illinois. So it's a pretty strong. It's our, you know, it's a good win, and I have to give Gun Save Lives a lot of credit. They are an excellent state organization, one of the best, and they're going against long odds there in Illinois because Chicago rules the roost for the rest of the state, and they have consistently been hardcore activists for the Second Amendment in Illinois.
So what will happen with this? Will this get appealed? Will this get...
No, it's the Supreme Court. The Illinois Supreme Court got a Supreme Court law. I don't think they have anywhere to appeal it. The tax is gone. But what could happen, because of the way the Illinois State Supreme Court ruling was structured, they could try to pass another bite at the apple, another tax, and say, well, this tax, all the money we get from this tax is going to prevent gun violence in some way or another, which, you know, I have often said that's just an Orwellian term to make guns appear to be bad. But they could do something like that, and they say, well, all the money that we collect is going to use to educate gun owners to keep their guns locked up all the time, or something like that.
Right.
And then it would be challenged again, and then it would go to the Supreme Court again, and I think then the Illinois Constitution would come into play, and it would be struck down again. But as we have seen, it depends what judges are on a court, and unfortunately, many judges do not appear to be ruling by law and logic, but rather by political platform and policy preferences.
Right. That one slipped up on me. I'd not seen anything about that anywhere till that, and I saw it earlier today, and I was like, okay, I'm waiting until Dean comes on to talk about that one. So
it's been going on a little while. I have to admit, this is one of the articles that's been pending in Annaland for a few days.
So. Well, hang on for me. We're coming up on the first break, and this is at Annaland, and Annaland is Annaland.com. Top 1,000 websites. It's in the top 1,000 websites in the world. Dean is the biggest writer there, which makes him the biggest writer in gun culture in the world. So, 1,800-plus articles waiting for you there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. Now, did we talked about the wolf hunt yesterday, didn't
yeah.
we? Did we talk about
yeah,
the wolf
we did
hunt?
Talk about it. I'm not sure if we got into it in depth, did we? I'm trying to recall.
Well, let's get into it in depth, then, just in case. Just simply because this is a politician trying to run nature remotely, it sort of seems like.
Yeah. Well, and what happened here is really bizarre in Wisconsin, because what you have is that Wisconsin has a long trend of having boards, you know, sort of boards of officials that are citizens that run various administrative groups, and the idea is that you appoint people to these boards, and not just one governor, but a series of governors. They're put in at different years so that they're not all from one particular political party. And this board is in Wisconsin, was formed as the Natural Resources Board, and there were various fish and game boards and such before that. And this one was formed in 1967, and it took in environmental concerns as well as other things. So it's been around for roughly 50 years. And its job is to govern the Department of Natural Resources. And even on the Department of Natural Resources website, I mean, I can't believe these guys are such poor Orwellians that they hadn't figured out they had to take down this part of the website, but they didn't. And it says, the Natural Resources Board is a policy-setting body for the DNR. All rule proposals, land acquisitions, property management, master plans, and budget proposals must be approved by the board. And the board had a contentious meeting and where they talked about what the quota for the harvest of wolves in Wisconsin should be. And we probably talked about that a few months ago. I'd written an article about it, but it was essentially that the board was saying, look, we have a policy. The policy is that we should aim for about 350 wolves as the desired population in Wisconsin. And I look back at various newspaper articles, and up until a couple of years ago, everybody agreed. You know, 350 wolves, that was the policy goal that we were aiming for. But because of interference from the federal government and out of state, Wisconsin had only held three previous wolf hunts, and those wolf hunts had not really decreased the population. At the end of those three hunts, the population was about the same as when it started, despite their taking, I think, about 200 wolves in the most successful hunt. Then, early this year in February, Wisconsin had a wolf hunt that had to be forced because it's required by Wisconsin law, and a hunting group sued the Department of Natural Resources and said, you have to have a hunt. It's right there in the law. It's required. And so they held a hunt. They put a quota on of, I think it was 200 wolves, maybe 199. And they harvested 218. And this was widely portrayed in the media as going over the harvest by 118 wolves. But that wasn't true. I mean, they put the quota at 200 and they harvested 218. What they tried to claim is, well, they gave 100 of the harvest quota to various Indian tribes, and those Indian tribes did not harvest any. Therefore, the real quota was only like 100, and therefore they went over. But the original quota was 200. So this, we don't know the exact numbers because they hadn't done a survey of the wolves, and those surveys are imprecise in any case. But it looked like there was probably about somewhere over 1,000 wolves left in Wisconsin after that hunt. The best experts say that you have to harvest somewhere in the neighborhood of one-third to 40% of the existing wolves any given year to have a stable wolf population, because they produce litters every year, and they increase their population theoretically by, you know, it can almost double in any given year if there's enough food. So in order to get down to this desired 350 population, they're going to have to harvest quite a few wolves. So they compromised and said, well, we'll put out a quota of 300 wolves instead of what the department was suggesting of only 130 wolves. And everybody seemed to accept that although some people didn't want that number, the board had the authority to set that harvest level. Well, then just about a month ago, suddenly, the Department of Natural Resources, we don't have to pay no attention to that resources board. We get to set the levels, and they're just an advisory group. They just kind of advise us. They don't really rule us, even though right on the DNR website it says they make the rule. They approve of all the rules. And I put this up directly to the controversial leftist governor of Wisconsin, Governor Evers, because he appointed the head, current head of the DNR, and the board would have a slightly different makeup, except that the Wisconsin legislature has refused to hear one of his appointments to the board, which they have the legal authority to do, and the rules of the court and court cases say the existing board member stays seated until he's replaced. So it's a bit of a controversy, but the logic, the rationality of having a 300 harvest.
Hang on for me. Hang on for me. We're coming up on the break. I want to hear about the rest of it when we get back, because this kind of story never makes any sense to me. The idea of trying to run this remotely and do these arbitrary numbers. We'll be right back talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Speaker of the House is still hoping to get a successful vote on the infrastructure bill.
Today, we hope to pass the BIF and also the rule on Build Back Better, with the idea that before Thanksgiving, it should take another week or so to get the numbers that they're requesting.
The $1.2 trillion measure has already cleared the Senate. California Democrat Nancy Pelosi saying some members still want more clarification on the costs of the bigger social spending bill. More Americans are back working. That's what the latest jobs report said, as the economy added 531,000 jobs last month. The Labor Department reports job growth was widespread in many sectors. The report also revealing the number of long-term unemployed individuals fell by 357,000. USA Radio News. Republican-led states are suing President Biden over a vaccine mandate requiring employers in the private sector of at least 100 employees to mandate vaccines or testing. RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel talks more about this on Fox Business.
Listen, I'm very pro-vaccine, Stuart. I got the vaccine. My kids have gotten it. But I do not think people should be choosing between putting food on the table and their livelihood and a government-mandated vaccine. I think it's really unconstitutional.
The mandate will be enforced beginning January 4th, 2022. President Biden says that those who are unvaccinated are making it difficult to overcome the COVID-19 pandemic. The Navy has fired three top leaders after a U.S. submarine struck an underwater mountain in the South China Sea. The three leaders were aboard the attack submarine USS Connecticut when it struck an uncharted sea mountain in early October. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. Had to slow him down a little bit. He was telling me about this wolf thing in Wisconsin. Do you have some other stuff to add to this?
Yes, I do. And what happened is essentially the executive branch in Wisconsin, headed by Governor Evers, is defying the longstanding law in Wisconsin, kind of like what is happening with Biden in the U.S., and basically ruling by fiat and saying, yeah, what can you do? You can't do anything to me. And so people are frustrated. What is happening is that you have a few animal activists in the southern part of the state and throughout the country who are members of what I would call, to add to what I said yesterday about bears, there's a wolf cult. We can't kill wolves because they're pretty and nice furry forest creatures, our brothers who never do anything bad. And they're the ones that should own the woods, not us. And so humans should be subservient and bow down to their masters, you know, the demi-deity of wolf packs. Well, it's never been that way in reality. Humans have been one of the dominant predator species in North America for as long as they've been here, and they've been here as long as the current gray wolves have, and much longer than grizzly bears. And it took the Europeans bringing relatively modern the technology of firearms to North America to cement our place as the apex predator, by which other species live at our will. In other words, we can wipe out any species in North America that we want. But we don't want to do that. We want to keep a diverse species. But that doesn't mean we have to allow wolves to run roughshod over our farms and ranches and kill our pets and expand their populations at our expense. But that's what people who are members of this modern wolf cult appear to want. You know, they may live in Milwaukee or in Washington, D.C. or in New York City. And to them, the idea of wolves running wild in Wisconsin is a wonderful idea because they don't have to live there and they don't have to worry about their pets being killed or their children endangered or their livestock killed off and them having to take extraordinary measures to protect them because they're not there. So once again, this is a case where people who do not live there are trying to impose their values on people who do. Now, what will happen in the wolf case in Wisconsin, I don't know. Wasn't just a few days ago, a judge in Wisconsin blocked the wolf hunt, saying the Department of Natural Resources did not follow the law. But what does that mean in this case? I wasn't able to access the exact ruling in the case, so I don't know if he said the department did not follow the rules put forth by the Natural Resources Board or something else. But it remains a hot topic there and across the nation, and it is the practical effect is there won't be any wolf hunt this November, and the number of wolves will continue to proliferate, and they'll probably be at about 1,200 this time next year.
Didn't I read about someplace, maybe in New York, in the Hamptons, where they let the deer get out of control? They didn't do anything about the population. And
I've heard of other places in suburbia where deer become overpopulated because nobody is allowed to hunt them. There are virtually no natural predators in the suburban areas, and they become overpopulated, and then the suburban dwellers tend to start complaining because their hedges and flower beds and well-manicured lawns become destroyed by the ever-increasing deer population.
Right.
And so all wildlife populations have to be controlled one way or another, or they expand to the limit of the food supply. And we humans grow a lot of food. So the animals would love to have that food for themselves and to increase their populations instead of it being used to feed humans. So if we just allow deer populations and other populations to go unchecked, soon we would be out of food because the animals would be eating it all. But that's not what we do. We keep the populations in check. We keep a healthy population far more stable than anything nature produced. The idea that there's a balance in nature, that natural populations are controlled by anything but basically starvation and hunger, is just not correct. Predators right. increase to take advantage of large predator prey populations. They don't really control the population. That has long been established, contrary to early theories, that predators control prey populations. It just doesn't happen.
Right.
Except for us. We're such a super predator, we can actually control prey populations. We have to limit ourselves so we don't wipe them out. That's why we have deer seasons and why you can't hunt deer from aircraft or use drones, or that we generally don't allow unlimited trapping and snaring and poisoning of populations that we wish to preserve. Because if we did, we wipe them out. We're so successful, we have to limit ourselves. And in doing so, it's our job to conserve the natural environment and to be sure that it exists for future generations of humans. And that's part of our job, and that's what we need to do.
Well, that all sounds great, except it's always man that sort of gets in the way of that, don't they?
Well, we did this. If you look back at the what was happening to game populations at about 1900, buffalo were down to a couple of hundred. The deer were very rare in most places. We had been so successful at predating upon populations that we wiped out some, like passenger pigeons, for example. But it was people who were hunters who said, wait a minute, we're going way too far. And they put legislation into effect. We enacted game laws. We developed enforcement methods. We had limited what could be used for hunting. And a lot of these had been in effect partially or understood a little bit from time to time. But because we had reduced game populations to such low levels, we went at it with a vengeance, and we restored game populations. There are more deer, probably, in the United States today than there were when Columbus landed in the Caribbean.
Hang on for me, if you will. We're going on to the last break. That's a pretty good stat to know about how many deer are here. You can catch Dean's stuff at amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
On the firing line from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten as we get ready to end this week. Where would you like to go as we take off? Because, I mean, I think
Have you had any guests talking about the Rittenhouse case today?
I have been talking about the Rittenhouse case. I talked yesterday about it, the FBI air surveillance they were doing. Do you see that?
That was very interesting that they happened to lose the high-resolution video. I thought that was fascinating. I mean, how does the FBI just happen to lose this stuff? They have the low-resolution version, but and it was known immediately that this was a high-profile case. I mean, within hours. Maybe that had something to do with them losing the high-resolution video. I wonder.
You think? I don't know.
I mean, it just seems so weird. You've got these highly paid agents. I mean, they make a lot of money. And they're supposed to be creme de la creme of law enforcement. And here you have, not just any homicide, but a high-profile homicide with significant political repercussions happening on their video, and they lose the high resolution video. I mean, that's peculiar. It's almost like they have a political agenda or something. It's weird.
You think?
Strange.
Now,
who would think the FBI would do this, say, before 2015, anyway? I guess few people, who watched what they have done over the last 4 or 5 decades.
So, here's a question. This is a question I've got. Two questions, actually. So, you say they lost the high-resolution version of it. That's what I've read as well, except if you look at parts of it, they're able to tell who's who on the ground.
Right. Exactly. So, how did they make those determinations, I would say?
I'm just wondering what kind of magnifying glasses they have at FBI HQ.
Maybe they made the determinations before they lost the high-resolution video. I mean, maybe that's what happened. That could be, I suppose.
Could have been. I guess.
And sarcasm doesn't always come over well on the radio, so we should probably not indulge in that too much.
I don't know. It's radio, Dean. It's perfectly okay.
Yeah.
This audience is perfectly okay with it. I have no doubt about it. If they weren't, they would have run me off a long time ago.
Have you been talking about yesterday's witnesses? I think there were three of them. There was the detective, the reporter for the Daily Caller, McGinnis, and then there was the person who was accompanying Kyle Rittenhouse around. How do you pronounce his last name? Bulch? Do you recall?
I want to ask my other question though before we move on.
Go ahead.
To that. So has the FBI been flying aerial surveillance over all of the riot hot spots?
Well, it's
in the United States.
They were flying surveillance over a lot of them. They said something about having 11 different planes in the air. It kind of makes you wonder, did they have something like that over the January 6th protest in D.C.?
The January 6th protest? What about all the stuff that's happened in Portland, all the stuff that's happened in Seattle?
Minneapolis?
So the next question becomes, I guess, does that kind of surveillance, I mean, that's the kind of thing you would see happening overseas.
Right, ordinarily.
Yeah. Employing the FLIRs and all that other stuff.
And we've had numerous crimes committed at these various locations that you have mentioned. But I've never heard of this evidence being brought into any trial before.
And the prosecution had this, and the defense attorneys only just found out about it. And got it entered into evidence, huh?
I watched the exchange on that when the prosecution first mentioned that they had it. And they said, and the defense basically said, I don't remember we got this. And the prosecutor said, oh, yeah, we gave it to you on this date. It's right in all that discovery stuff we gave you.
Right.
But it was obvious that the defense had not seen it. And it was obvious that the prosecution understood that they had not seen it. So my guess is it was, you know, like footnote 17 in fine print or something. And maybe it got missed by the defense. But it was clear later on that the defense didn't find it of much significance. If anything, when I watched the evidence that was presented by the FBI in the courtroom, it seemed to work better for the defense than for the prosecution.
Right.
I mean, what the prosecution tried to claim was that this infrared video showed Kyle Rittenhouse pursuing Mr. Rosenbaum, but it didn't show anything like that. It showed Rosenbaum pursuing Rittenhouse. I mean, you know, it was pretty clear.
I did not realize that Rosenbaum was that old.
Yeah, 36. He spent about half his life in prison. It's kind of a sad case. I mean, you know, and I'm not in his shoes, but he was himself victimized when he was a boy. He was molested. And then he started doing the same thing and ended up in prison.
Right.
And you could see why he might have problems and be angry and violent. Did you know that he had a restraining order against his girlfriend that he had been staying with before he went to the mental hospital for a suicide attempt, where he'd just gotten out on the 25th of October. And he actually had violated his restraining order and went to see his girlfriend and was told, you can't stay here, it's illegal. And it was illegal for him to even see her because of a domestic violence restraining order. And consequently, he's wandering around the streets that night you know, probably very angry and pissed off and generally in a bad mood because he's now essentially homeless and hasn't, I don't think he had any job or means of support. He probably was kind of desperate. I have speculated privately, and I think others probably have, that this might have been a suicide by bystander instead of a suicide by cop, because
he was very adamant about he was yelling at them to kill him.
Yes,
shoot him.
Said that. Shoot me. And I can't help but think in some part of his being he might have wanted that.
Yeah.
It seemed to me his life was a long series of frustrations and hurt and pain. And I know many listeners will probably not agree with this, but I kind of sympathize with the guy a bit because he had been dealt a pretty rough hand.
Right. Well, we're running out of time, so we'll have to have that discussion another day. So let me just say, first of all, thank you very much for joining me today.
It's always a pleasure, and I don't know what's going to happen with this Rittenhouse trial. We will see.
We will see. It's starting to sort of turn, but we'll see. We'll definitely pay attention to it. Thank you again. And as for everybody else out there, it's never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been, and it is always going to be, about total control. You can see that right now, unfolding before your very eyes. This has been Lock and Load.
Such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.